Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. I am your host with the most, Ryan Roar. This is episode 35. Today is Monday, January 10th, 2022. January. How do you say it? I know it's pronounced Jan. Oh, why do they put the R in there? It's like a silent. January. January. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, today is National Clean Your Desk, Bittersweet Chocolate. What the heck? Every time we always do a national day, it's always something about chocolate. Maybe it's universe's way of saying you don't need to eat more chocolate or something. But it's National Clean Your Desk, Bittersweet Chocolate, and Cut Your Energy Cost Day. So what a heck of a lineup that is. I'm telling you, I work... When I do this podcast, a little peek behind the curtain for y'all, I do this in our spare bedroom. So my wife and me share this room, and we have a bunk bed in here for our nieces and nephew. If they want to stay the night, they have a place to sleep and all that. I got my clothes in here, and won't go into too much detail. But we each have our own desk, and looking at mine, yeah, you can definitely tell it's one of them cleaning days. You know, it's just like that table in the house, you know, that you just randomly set stuff on, or you set coats on, or you know, you pile shit on top of. That's kind of like what this desk is. So maybe after the show I'll clean her out a little bit. It's not too bad. I mean, I got a few papers here, I got the laptop up in here, lava lamp and everything, and you know, so I got my water today, so don't have to worry about me, coughing and hurting your folks' ears from, you know, my yakking and all that. But, you know, it's a clean your desk day, so maybe we'll do that. And, you know, new year, new desk. You know, do you guys and girls, do you change up anything on your desk? Like, put your pencils in a certain spot, or you know, some people, like, they have their names up front and all that in the badge, you know, to make them official and all that. It's like, okay, you know, you're just, it's just a desk, you know, it's nothing too crazy. It's a small desk here, but, you know, some people take pride in their desks, and, you know, they have, like, they'll have, you know, whiskey or something in there, or a gun, or, you know, I don't know, I'm just saying what I see on movies, so, hopefully that's not in real life. That would be scary as hell. I wouldn't want to piss that person off, that's for damn sure. But it's also bittersweet chocolate day. So with bittersweet chocolate, you use it a lot in like baking, like semi-sweet, bittersweet. And then there's white chocolate. Then there's what? Butterscotch and all that. But bittersweet, it's kind of a bitter and a sweet taste. No, it's you use it in like I said, baking and all that, for like cookies or fudge or anything like that. And you know, it's just good. Chocolate's good for you. Dark chocolate is really good for you. I know not a lot of people like the way that it tastes. You know, it's kind of has a weird flavor to it, but it's really good for your heart. Something about it. Not too sure what. Maybe any of you listening can give me some insight on this. But dark chocolate, it's something chemical in there. It's good for your heart. So, hey, it's good for your heart. It's good for your body. So open up and get you some dark chocolate. And it's also the beginning of the new year. Well, we're in the second week of the new year, so it is still fairly new. But it's cut your energy cost. Well, who doesn't love saving money on their utilities? Am I right, folks? That's probably one of the best things about, you know, like the rebate programs and all that. You know, if you get on them, you know, AEP offers like a low assistance budget. That's what I'm trying to say, budget. And, you know, that helps out. And anything that's energy efficient is going to help you out in the long run. So definitely stock up on the light bulb, stock up on the you know, energy safe stuff. You know, most everything that comes out now electronically is energy efficient. So just look for that little emblem on your whatever you're purchasing, as long as it has like energy and then like a check mark or something. So that's always good. Saving money is good, especially, you know, now it's getting cold out there. We're running the heater more, you know, we're running the electric more. So why not save yourself a few extra bucks? And, you know, so there's some stuff that, you know, might be costing you more, certain areas in your house. I know with the gas company, they can actually do it. Say it's cool as hell. We haven't had it done here, but I'd like to at some point. It's like a geothermal type picture that they do, and it shows you like where like most of your cold air is coming from or your hot air is coming from, so you can fix that and make your house more cozy in the winter and, you know, cold in the summer. That's what we like. But, you know, nothing wrong with cracking a window either. Can't beat the fresh air. That's right. You know, especially now. I mean, I know it's cold out there now here in Ohio, but, you know, nothing wrong with fresh air when it's about 45, 50 degrees. Get a nice breeze. Yeah, it's a little brisk, but hey, it's better than, you know, breathing in just warm air. Kind of what I'm spitting right now. So, well, that's the National Days today. So, like I said, clean your desk, bittersweet chocolate, and cut your energy costs. We always talk about food on here, folks, so why not keep it going? So in the background today, we got a little bit of Fastway going on for y'all. If you aren't familiar with Fastway, it is a combination of Danny Way from, well, he's in Flogging Molly now, and the original guitar player from Motorhead, Fast Eddie Clark. But on this date in 2016, we lost David Bowie. Lost him to liver cancer, and he passed from liver cancer 2 days before. Was it 2 days before or after they released his last album, which is really creepy, because I guess when he was recording that album, from what the engineer and the producer was saying, it was kind of like his like goodbye. So he kind of already knew what was going on with his body. And what a sad loss that was to the rock world, and, you know, to the music world and a world in general. I mean, David was him and Freddie Mercury. I mean, those two, they did Under Pressure together, if y'all never heard it. It's not Ice Ice Baby, it's Under Pressure. You know, it has the has that same bass riff. Oh man, this is a kick-ass song right here. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, they did that song together, and, you know, kind of paved the way for cameos and, you know, songs and everything. And it was just a great song, Under Pressure, and they were not once filmed in that music video, so no one from the band was in the music video. It was just random shots of, like, you know, the world and all that, and, you know, people and everything. It's just talking about, you know, being nice to everyone. That's what we need nowadays. But some of the songs that David Bowie was famous from, you know, Space Odyssey, of course, you know, Ground Control, to Major Tom, you know, that's his big one. Of course, Let's Dance, hell yeah, that's what Stevie Ray Vaughan played on. He played the lead on that. Fame, that's a great song. Rebel Rebel, that's a great song. China Girl, I mean, the list goes on and on, folks. You want me to stop? I will. Okay, but, you know, rest in peace, David Bowie. So 2016, we lost him. He was probably, almost pushing 70. And also, a couple years after that, so in 2018, we lost who I'm talking about, who I talked about before, Fast Eddie Clark. He was the original guitar player for Motorhead. Him, Phil, The Animal, and Lemmy Kilmister. That's all you need. It's a trio right there, folks, I'm telling you. Made a lot of great music. Motorhead, yeah, it was straight metal, you know, just rock and everything. And same way with Fastway. They're more, you know, they came out in the, early to mid 80s. And, you know, it's just a great combination of, yeah, he's got hard riffs in there, but I mean, the music's great. It's just good listening music. It's heavy as hell at some parts. Some albums, like this album's called Bad Bad Girls, and they also did the movie Trick or Treat with not Ozzy Osbourne, but it was was Ozzy in there? No. Anyway, like where the record came to life and everything, and it was cool as hell. You have to check it out. But a lot of their stuff, like you know, this album was just straight rock. Their first album, self-titled, was rock. You know, just a great band. Check them out on Spotify or, you know, listen to a couple of their songs. See if you guys like them. I love it, man. Once I saw that movie, I was like, man, I got to listen to more of their shit. They're just rocking. I love them, man, because they do a little bit of everything. They do rock, but then they do, like blues. They do, you know, kind of like synth bass songs, you know, they're just all over the place. Really good. But if you're all over the place and you want to stop by and see me, you can always do so on my socials. I'm on all the big three. So I'm on Twitter, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all that, everything. So you want to reach me on Twitter, you can do so. I am at BRoar3. If you're over on TikTok, I am over at Brian Roar, all lowercase, 1986. And if you're over on the gram, the IG, you can do so and reach out to me, see what the heck's going on, send me messages, do whatever. You know, make fun of me, I don't care. You can do that. And I am at B Roar, all lowercase. All them are lowercase. And then if you want to donate to the podcast, spread the word to the. That's right. Thank you for filling in the blank there, masses. Spread the word to masses. You can do so at, and I am at, the website is at, good lord, what a tongue twister that was, folks. It's www.patreon.com/R, and then all lowercase, OCKNROHR22. As always, I'll have the links for everything in the show notes, so just go there if you didn't have a chance to write it down or anything. And if you're over and you're listening to the podcast, you can do this on any platform, so I'm all over the place. You cannot get away from me. I'm sorry. I'm haunting you wherever you're at, or serenading you, whatever way you want to look at it. But if you would please leave me a review, 5-star review would be greatly appreciated. I'm trying my best this year, folks. So off to a good start, and you know, just leave me a 5-star review. They definitely mean a lot to me. Tell me what you like, what I can work on, what you want to see, what you don't want to see. Do you want to see me? You know, do you want to see someone on here? Hey, who knows? That's what the beauty of this show is. I'm very open to anything, so whatever you want, I will make your dreams come true. There we go. Sorry, I had to get some water. It's getting a little dry. So on today's show, we're going to talk about, we lost two big ones over the weekend, folks. Betty White, almost 100 years old. My goodness, woman, what a hell of a career you had, honey. Rest in peace. You know, she was funny, she was serious, she was just an all-around great actress, and she'll definitely be missed. I remember her mostly from the Golden Girls, and pretty much that's all I really watched her in, to be honest with you. Yeah, she was in movies and stuff that I would see, but mostly it was Golden Girls. Great show. I mean, it took place in Florida. It was four women living together and just, they were tired. And, you know, of course you had Blanche on there, the slut, you know, kind of like how you have, what the heck's that lady's name from Sex and the City? Samantha. The slut Samantha. Woo! What a wild woman that is. My goodness. I don't know what man would be able to handle her, but we won't go there. But, you know, we lost Betty White. So rest in peace, Betty. And just found out last night that Bob Saget had passed away. They found him in his hotel room floor, so I'm hoping it's nothing self-induced. I don't know if he had a big drug problem or anything. I really don't know a lot about Bob Saget other than, you know, Danny Tanner and, you know, the Tourette's guy. If you guys never seen the Tourette's guy, he he made Bob Saget famous, you know, because, like, he wore this, like, neck brace and, like, he would get hurt and he fell off a, what did he fall off that one time? He fell off his lawnmower and he's like, oh, Bob Saget, you know, just kind of, it was funny, but I don't know if he really had Tourette's or not. I hope not. That's a hell of a disease to have. I mean, it's one of them, you know, it's like, it's funny, but then it's not, you know, because he'd just be talking and be like, hey, how's your day, you fucking cocksucker mother, you know. it's just, yeah, it's sad. It's sad, but then it's like, how do you not laugh at it, you know? I know I'm an asshole, I'm sorry. but rest in peace to both you guys, and if anyone listening to this show knows Howard, a guy I worked with him the past, 7 years, you know, rest in peace, buddy. Lost you way too soon, man. You know, just, this is for you, buddy. You know, the Raiders are going to go far for you this year, so they're doing it for you, Howie. What else we got on here? Topic we will do, has social media made finding artists easier? So, like, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, has those platforms made it easier to find, like, up-and-coming artists, possibly? And we'll talk about that. Can a person become addicted to music, to listening to music, or to music itself? Well, you know, just like anything else, yeah, there's, vices. People have vices. Music ain't a bad thing. I mean, as long as you're not, you know, acting out what they really say in there, you know, that's where a lot of people get, they can't decipher between, like, music and reality, or movies and reality, and, you know, it gets scary when you walk down that road. So, talk about that. One thing, a little, if any of you listening has ever been in a band or haven't been in a band, I'll talk to you about the difficulties of being in a band. It's really not that hard. And then the fantasy football season is over. I'll give you the results of all the leagues I was in, and I actually did pretty good. Once I started writing them down, I was kind of surprised myself, not to toot my own horn or anything like that, but 18 weeks, I'll take that over 26, you know. 26 is baseball, but I mean, that's every freaking day. You're changing lineups, so it's a lot more intuitive. You know, if you've never played it before and you're a big baseball fan, I'd go for it, you know. You get more involved in it. It's fun, but, you know, it just kind of all depends on what you want to do. You can do, let's see, with baseball, I would say the best one would be rotisserie leagues. Not rotisserie chicken, but rotisserie leagues. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But back to our topics. So we talked about Betty White and Bob Saget. Rest in peace. Howie, rest in peace too, buddy. Love you. Miss you all. But next topic we'll talk about is, has social media made finding artists easier? Well, you know, I'd say it's made it more convenient for people. You know, a lot of people share more on social media than they might do in their real life. You know, like music wise, I could see, you know, you see a lot more people like showing you how to play songs on guitar or drums, or how to sing certain songs, how to play them on bass, you know, how to play them on any instrument. So there's a lot more like educational purposes when it comes to music. But finding that next big artist, a lot of people have been signed off of you know, YouTube. I know Billie Eilish, she was found before, when she was, 16? I've never listened to Billie Eilish. I don't know a lot about her. I just knew that she was found on social media. Same way with, Megan Thee Stallion. She would just freestyle like a motherfucker. That chick is really good with words. I would love to see her and Eminem do a song together. I think that would be like titties. That would be freaking awesome, to be honest with you, because they're both really good with words. They both can freestyle off the rip, and they're just real, really good at what they do. They don't need no pen and paper, they just do it off the noodle. So hell yeah, I'd love to see that. But there's a lot of artists that do covers just primarily on social media, like YouTube. What was the band's name? They were, it was a guy, he did covers on YouTube. He did acoustics and all that. I forget it offhand, but it has it made easier to find artists? I'd say it's made it more enjoyable to find artists, because you're actually seeing them play these parts and not just listening to them hey, that's me playing guitar, and then you're like, okay, well, hey, play me that riff, and you're like, I didn't really record that, I was there, and it's like, no, you need to be playing this shit. So as long as you're true to what you're doing, hell yeah, go for it. But I would say social media hasn't made finding artists easier. Yes and no. True artists, maybe, but people doing covers and all that, oh yeah, you can find that anywhere. Hell, I was doing, last night I brought the amp and guitar into our living room. I did just a small little, I got a small little orange, 35 watt amp. Sounds great. Father-in-law bought it for me for Christmas, 3 years ago, Tony, I think, and, thing freaking rips. Yeah, it's so diverse. You can go heavy, you can go soft, you can go clean. It's got effects built in there, so it's really awesome. But I was playing to backing tracks, just kind of working on my leads and all that, and because I mostly play acoustic when I'm inside, and I got the electrics and stuff in the garage, but it was just too damn cold out there, and I was like, well, shoot, I'll just bring them in. And it's just so much fun. But that's how I enjoy music on YouTube or watching live videos. I love doing that. I love watching Rig Rundown. I love watching musician interviews and stuff. They're just true artist people. They're just people just like you and me. They just so happen to be good at what they do and are admired by millions. So. They're kind of nurses, they're the same way, police officers, paramedics, fire people, if you're good at what you do, you're definitely going to get praised for it. So social media, it ain't going nowhere, so you might as well just get on there and, post some stuff. You'd be surprised what people react to it or, if they like it or collaborate with you. That's always awesome too. I know there was, I think GarageBand, they do it where you can jam with people from different states and all that. So that's pretty cool. And it's free too if you're a Apple customer, which is weird, but oh well. But yeah, that's social media. It ain't going nowhere, like I said, so might as well buck up and just put your stuff out there. Maybe one day I will. I got it on what was the site? Reverb Nation. I got some stuff on there. Some stuff on MySpace, if you can still find it. What else we got? YouTube. Check it out on YouTube. Next topic we'll talk about is, can a person become addicted to music? Well, just like anything else, it's in moderation, but addicted to music, like needing it 24/7, well, you know, if that's what it takes to get you through the day, then there ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's better than cocaine, I guess, you know, better than crack, better than addicted to meth or something crazy like that. You know, nothing wrong with music. There's so much out there that, you know, you could listen to something new every day and not even break the ice with, you know, in 50 years, you could live, if you listen to music every day for 50 years, a different artist for 50 years, you wouldn't even crack the ice by the time you turned, you know, 80 with the artists that are out now and the artists that are coming out and everything. So, can people be addicted to music? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, just like people are, you know, addicted to watching movies or cooking or, like anything else, you know, just, all depends on how you do it. You know, if you're, I don't see anything wrong with music, as long as, like I said before, as long as you're not really acting out what these people are saying, you know, because, like Eminem said, you know, this is entertainment. Like, when he raps, he's rapping for entertainment. He's not saying, go out there and, you know, do damage to people you love or businesses or anything like that. No, it's just all entertainment. You know, it's for the kids. That's what he said. It's for your kids' amusement. The kids. You know. great. God, that was a great album, too. The Marshall Mathers LP. The first one. The second one was okay. Sorry. A little water break. But, you know, yeah, Marshall Mathers LP, yeah, great freaking album. And, you know, he's got new stuff coming out, too. I'm telling you, did you guys listen to the Dr. Dre and D.O.C. and Eminem song yet? Gospel? Oh, man, I love that beat, man. And it's just so heavy and hard, and it's just Dre beat. I mean, I seen an article today and said most people cannot afford a Dr. Dre or Eminem beat, because it goes for like $500,000, but look how much profit you're going to make off it, though. If I had $500,000, hell yeah, I'd love to go make a song with Dre. Hell yeah, that'd be cool shit. Or just hang out with the guy and just pick his brain a little bit. That would be awesome, too. Oh, man, what a great album. Anyway, back to our topics. So, can a person become addicted to music? Sure, just like anything else, become addicted to eating cheese, you know, eating candy. All depends on, you know, how you do it. Moderation, I guess, folks. Excuse me. Next, we'll talk about if anyone here has ever been in a band or know people that have been in a band, you know that it can be difficult at times. So, what are some difficulties of being in a band? What are some experiences I had that was difficult being in a band? I guess it would be, let's say you come up with a badass guitar riff or a badass drum pattern or, you know, a badass lyric. And you're like, oh man, you know, I mean, this is awesome. You know, you put everything into it, and you know, everyone else is like, man, that's dumb. It sounds too, you know, it sounds like shit. Or, you know, you're like, man, you know, I worked so hard on that, you know. So, but, you know, they just want the best for everyone in there. So, difficulties of being in a band would be, I guess, time, you know, because everyone has different schedules nowadays. So, you got to all be on the same, at least dedicate a couple of days a week to, you know, practicing or getting together and, you know, talking about the band, or, you know, never lose focus on the band. That's the one thing, you know, because you're affecting everyone else in there. One of the other difficulties was kicking people out. Oh my gosh. We had to do it a couple times, and I mean, it's tough. It's like pulling teeth. Hell, there was one time, James, you might remember this, man. We had a bass player try out for us for the very first time when we were starting Dying for Tomorrow. And Fabian, if you're listening, buddy, I am so sorry. But he came over and he played with us. And, you know, we rocked out for a while. then went out to eat and then went our separate ways and all that. Well, come to find out, you know, he was cool, but it wasn't a good fit for the band that we were trying to form at the time. And this was before cell phones. Say, so keep this in mind. This is probably 99, maybe 2000, in the year 2000. But so he tried out, and long story short, I had to make the phone call to his house and let him know that, you know, we like you, but we're not pursuing you at this time. And so I call. Long story short, he wasn't home, so I left a message for his grandmother to give it to him. I know it's a pussy way out, but I hate confrontations. So I was like, can you just tell Fabian that, we decided to move on from him from playing bass? He's like, okay, honey, I'll let him know. And boy, that was that following Monday at school, it wasn't pretty, you know. He was pissed, and rightfully so. And, you know, that's one of the hardest part of this, you know, kicking people. How we had to kick, oh, baby, I'm so sorry, man. We kicked at the time a best friend. He was all of our best friends, but we had to kick our guitar player out because it just wasn't working out with those. And, you know, it just sucked. I'm sorry, David. I never wanted that to happen, man. But now look at you, buddy. Now you're living the dream, man. And I'm, you know, we're all stuck working, you know, dead-end jobs. Or, you know, unless you guys have careers and all that. I know James does. He's a journeyman electrician. So he's doing hella good for his family and his life. Everyone else, I'm not too sure. Couldn't tell you, you know, I got him on Facebook, but I just don't talk to him as much as I did. But Davey, man, he's doing big things. He's playing bass for Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green, they're a freaking death metal band. So, hell yeah, Davey, you're the one that made it, buddy. So, more power to you. I'm so happy for you. So happy for your family. You know, you got a great dad. You know, the whole family's great. Love your friends. Love them. But those are the difficulties, you know, that and, you know, like, getting to a show, you know, if you have, like, because we had to jam-pack our gear into cars and vans and everything, and eventually ended up getting a trailer, putting everything in there, so that made it a lot easier. That was difficult at first, you know, finding, well, who's going to drive, who's going to take what, and, you know, all that stuff. Another difficult thing was asking for money after you get done playing. You shouldn't have to, but there were times where we had to go up to the person putting on the show, and it's like, hey, you know, can we get our cut from what we played? And some of them would give it to you. Some of them would say, oh, you know, you got to wait till the end of the show because not all the bands are done yet, man. Like, you know, and then they give you $10, and you're like, are you serious, man? That ain't even going to fill up, like, a quarter in the gas tank. We got a two-hour drive home. But that's the price you pay. You got to pay your dues, so that's what we did. We did it many times, but I'm telling you, playing in front of people and the reaction is well worth the $10, man. I don't care. That's so much fun, entertaining people, playing in front of people. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking at first. You know, you get the butterflies, the goosies, and everything. But I'll tell you, after the first song, it's smooth sailing. You just don't want to quit. You know, you're just having so much fun. And feeding off the crowd, they're feeding off you. It's just a good time. Maybe eventually I'll might join another band. You never know. The year's just begun. Or, you know, someone might find me on YouTube or something. You know, you just never know. Put it all out there. Put everything on the line. No, I'm just, I like to make guitar videos and all that, you know, and, like, show you how to play songs, I guess, or just me messing around or something, or playing covers. I don't know. It's just fun. all about having fun, folks. And another fun thing that is over now was fantasy football. And the results are in, folks. Hey, just like on Mari, the results are in. So I know maybe you don't care about this, but I just like to let you know how my year went on the leagues and everything. You know, it went pretty good. Out of the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Out of the 16 leagues that I was in, majority of them, let's see, on Sleeper, I finished in 5th, 7th, 5th, and 4th. And those are out of a mix of 10 and 12 team leagues. On the NFL, those are all 10 team leagues. I finished, this is the first year I ever played on the NFL platform, and I really like it. I like the layout. It's easy to use. They give you up-to-date information and everything. It's the NFL. I mean, they got everything going on. So on those, I finished 1st, 2nd, 6th, and 2nd. So I was really happy in that. On Yahoo, I finished 3rd, 5th, 6th, 6th, and 5th. They're not too bad. And on ESPN, I know I was in a bunch of them, folks, but it's just so much fun. On the ESPN, last night was last night in that league on all four of them. So I finished 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 7th. So not too bad. Majority of them were, 5th to 7th. But I had that first place, baby, had 2nd, 3rd, so had a mixed bag, a little bit of everything. So very happy with this year. Hopefully all you guys and girls out there had great with, you know, your championships. And let me know how y'all did. You know, I enjoy rooting my friends on and my peeps on. So maybe if we all can get together, we can have a rock and roll league. That'd be cool as hell. Let me know if anyone would be interested in that. It would be free. I don't do money. I did it this year and finished 5th, so was happy with that. 5th out of a 10 team, so not too bad. Finished half, didn't make any money back, but had fun doing it. Learned a lot from playing against some veterans, so definitely well worth it if you're into betting and all that, but I just play it for fun. I know, call me boring, call me vanilla, but, you know, it's just fun. Less stress. Less leagues, less stress. That's my motto this year. Probably won't be in as much. Couple of them I will have to be in, like on Sleeper, because they're Dynasty. So Dynasty, you're building for the future. So those are fun. Those are always year-round, so you can trade in the off-season. You can trade draft picks. You know, it's just very, very user-friendly. That's the Sleeper app. It's awesome as fuck. They got mascots on there. It's easy to use. Very awesome. If I had to rate all four of them, I'd probably go, man, that's tough. I'd go probably Sleeper, NFL, ESPN, and Yahoo. Yahoo is okay. I mean, I started on it just like a lot of other people, but, you know, it's just over the years, it's just kind of been a-okay. It's fun to play on. I mean, there's plenty to play on there. They have all baseball, basketball, hockey. They used to have college football, which was awesome. That was fun to play. Not to toot my own horn, but when I played that, I got first place. So that was awesome. And, you know, it's just a guessing game. That's all it is. So I mean, at that, and if you play the matchup, so you know this defense is that you're going against is weak, then, you know, the offense is going to be powerful, and vice versa. If you know the offense is crap and your defense is good, then you're going to have a good defensive game. That's how that all works. But happy with how the year turned out. And let me know how your guys' leagues turned out. I'll cheer you on as well. So, on today's top five, we're going to do, since it's Bittersweet Chocolate Day, we're going to do favorite chocolate bars. A kind of did something like it a couple of shows back. That was with Candy. It was for Halloween. I think it was kind of the same idea, but since it's chocolate, bittersweet chocolate day, we'll do my top five favorite chocolate bars. As always, let me know your guys and girls' top five as if you want on socials. So we'll just go through them and then we'll talk about them. So I got Snickers, Heath, Reese's, Milky Way, Midnight, and Mallow Cup. However you say it, I say like marshmallow, so mellow cup. There we go. Okay, so Snickers, I mean, they're not joking when they say, are you hungry? You know, grab a Snickers, because it's got everything. It's got peanuts in there, it's got caramel, it's got nougat, it's got chocolate, it's got everything you need for a good time in your mouth. Don't be perverted with that, folks. But, you know, it's just good. And, you know, the bite size are good. I like the Snickers Almond, that's a good one. They have a cinnamon roll one out now that is fine. The salted caramel is really good too. Oh wait, no, that was Milky Way. I'm sorry. Salted caramel is Milky Way. But the cinnamon roll is Snickers. The cinnamon almond, that'd be kind of cool. No, the Snickers Almond, that's so fucking good. Man, when I worked with my buddy James on the vending machine route, man, I would pay his dad to get me Snickers Almond, but I never went through it, but I did have him buy me Tahitian Treat by the case. That shit is amazing. It's like carbonated fruit punch. If you guys and girls like fruit punch, it's so fucking good. Just real good. But chocolate bars, so we got Snickers. Heath bar is toffee just wrapped in chocolate. I mean, two simple ingredients. Toffee is kind of like a peanut brittle, like just kind of, it's caramel. So it's chewy, not chewy, it's crunchy. There we go, that's the right C word. You know, it's just good. Melts in your mouth, you know, not in your hand. But it's just real good. I like the flavor of toffee. And, you know, it's good in your coffee, too. You take a Heath bar and put it in your coffee. I know it sounds weird as shit, but I don't know. It gives it a little bit more richness, a little bit more flavor. Try it sometime. Put your favorite candy bar in your coffee. Or a bite size, or, you know, whatever you want to do. Next on the list, and this is no surprise here, Reese's. I mean, who doesn't love Reese's, am I right? You know, they got so many different kinds. The fast break's great. The take five is tremendous. The my wife likes the Reese's sticks. They're kind of like Nutty Buddies, but Reese's. We got Reese's peanut butter, freaking good as hell. But you can't go wrong with the good old, you know, Reese's cup, peanut butter cup. Put it in the freezer, eat it warm, don't matter. They always come around with the new stuff on the holidays. The Easter ones, when they take the bunnies and they stuff it with the Reese's Pieces. Oh my god, you're talking about being in heaven. So good. Next on the list, we got Milky Way Midnight. Milky Way Midnight, it's like a white, how would I say, it's like a white, like a nougat. But then it's got just caramel and chocolate. Nothing too crazy, but just real good. You know, easy to eat and just flavorful, and I don't know, just, you don't have to have it at midnight. That's just the name of it, but it's just good candy bar. Found that working at the vending machine route. Found a lot of different foods working on a vending machine route. I love doing that. You know, it was fun filling them up, meeting the customers, and you know, some of them would be so mad that, you know, you didn't have the Hostess stock, that they would, you know, flip a fucking lid, and you're like, dude, sorry I didn't have your ho-hos in, but here you go. You know, here's some cupcakes. Let me take a drink of water real quick, sir. There we go. Oh, yeah. More Fast Way. That's good stuff. All fired up, baby. That's a great album. But last on the list, we got Mallow Cup. It's like a Reese's cup, but with a marshmallow in the middle instead of peanut butter. And it's so fucking good. Plus, if you save the little cardboard insert on the in the package, you can use it to buy, like, it build up points to buy, like, merchandise from them, like t-shirts or stickers or hats or anything. Hopefully I can get one day. And I don't know, I found them when I lived in Newark. I went to the Market Basket, and they had some there, and never heard of it before, and picked it up and fell in love. I mean, it's just so good. They might have a little bit of coconut with it, like coconut pieces, but it's mostly chocolate, marshmallow, and that's a great combination there. But that's my top five favorite chocolate bars. So again, that's Snickers, Heath, Reese's, Milky Way Midnight, and Mallow Cup. And if you guys and girls want, please let me know your favorite, top five favorite chocolate bars. You know, let me know in person or on social, or, you know, however you want. Write me a letter, you know, say, send me a telegram, don't matter, SOS, message in the bottom, don't matter. With that being said, we're going to end the show with a little Did You Know? I like to do these just to give you something to talk about, some new knowledge that you can impress your friends with, friends, family, girlfriend, boyfriend, dog, don't matter. So today's Did You Know? Did you know the plastic things on the end of your shoelaces? They're called aglets. Had no idea. Now, when you go to your shoe repair man or woman, you know, whatever you do, and, you know, just mess with them, be like, yeah, I was wondering if you could replace my aglets because they're kind of getting worn out. They're like, what the hell is that? If they're a true shoe repair person, they'll know what it is. If you're like us and have a pit bull, my work shoelaces are hanging on by a couple threads. They don't mind. I mean, they're just work shoes. They still, you know, they still tie and everything. So no harm there. But, you know, it's just funny that, you know, he chews on everything. But, you know, the shoelaces, it's like so strange. But we love you, buddy. And, so aglets. Who would have known? Who would have thunk? That's pretty cool. And with that being said, I just want to give a big thanks to everyone for listening to another episode today. Had a real good time talking to y'all and had a real good weekend. Hopefully all of you had a good one as well. And, you know, stay warm out there. It's going to get cold the next couple of days here in Ohio. We're dropping down to the teens, and then it's going to be 45 by the weekend. So that's Ohio. It's a roller coaster. You know, you don't know if you're wearing shorts and a jacket, or you're wearing pants and a flannel, or you're wearing a tank top and, you know, a tank top and, I don't know, whatever else you want to wear with it. I just want to give a big thanks to all you for listening again. Please, you know, as always, leave me a 5-star review saying what you would like to see on the show, not see, or who you would like to see. I want to give a big thanks to our veterans out there, past and present, that are serving overseas. God bless you all, and hopefully, you know, you will be home soon to your families, but thank you for protecting us, and, you know, we wouldn't be here without you. So always give love to a veteran anytime you see them. They paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, so we owe it that much to them. We owe them more, but we owe them thank you anytime you see them. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you to the sweet, sweet sounds of Fast Way. Let's see, what song we got on that? Oh, we got Kicks. Blow My Fuse, sorry. The album must have been over. But Kicks is a great band. But we'll leave you with that. And that being said, guys and girls, have a beautiful evening. And I will talk to you probably in a couple of days. All right, thank you. Love you. Have a good day.